Sunday's Super Bowl between the Los Angeles Rams and the New England Patriots is a battle between youth and experience. The Rams have the youngest coach in Super Bowl history, Sean McVay, 33. Jared Goff, the quarterback, is 24. They name-check celebrities when calling plays.
Hey, Elvis! Elvis! Hey, Tupac! Dusty! Tupac! Obama! Obama!
On the other sideline, 66-year-old Patriots coach Bill Belichick, he of the monotone soundbites, 41-year-old quarterback Tom Brady, he yells out things like Green 19, and I think I heard once elevator. But together, they have won 5 Super Bowls. This is their 9th appearance. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, talk more about this contrast between these teams.
Yeah, normally I would think that the talk of experience is a little bit overrated because how much experience can you really get in a Super Bowl? But in the Patriots' case and Belichick and Brady's case, the answer is a lot, to the extent that if Tom Brady wanted to name check a celebrity, he could get to the line of scrimmage and say, me, my wife.
I think he used his wife, but go ahead.
Yes. So here's where it comes into play. Look at the first drive of the Rams. Look at Jared Goff and his first couple throws. And often a young quarterback in a Super Bowl situation will be high on his throws because there's so much adrenaline coursing through him. Boom. He'll sail it over the head of a receiver. Brady will not have that. And then, as we learned in the Super Bowl a couple years ago against the Falcons, there is pretty much no deficit so big that Brady will not think and the Patriots will not think they can come back from. And history is on their side. So in a matchup between two teams where maybe in terms of talent and cutting-edge coaching, the Rams would have the edge, there's a reason the Patriots are the favorite, and experience is that reason.
Yeah, well, and they like to use the experience as opposed to old because, you know, they don't want to be reminded injuries and all those things. Look, this is the first Super Bowl since sports gambling was legalized, and the American Gaming Association estimates $6 billion will be wagered, but you're not going to hear anything about that on the CBS broadcast. The network has instituted a policy against talking about gambling on the air. But Brent Musburger, the veteran broadcaster, says that's sticking their head in the sand. They should be talking about gambling. Your thoughts?
Well, I am all for openness and disclosure of the realities of the world. But at the same time, it should be noted that Brent Musburger does work for an outlet called the Vegas Sports and Information Network, right? And he has a side business promoting gambling. And he's the play-by-play announcer for the Raiders. He'll be moving to Las Vegas, and he's moved to Las Vegas. So, you know, but by the way, I'm not saying that Brent Musburger is only motivated by self-interest. When he did the games, he was notorious or famous for working in sly comments about the point spread. But I will just say this about should the networks acknowledge it more? Robin,
yeah.
you have watched the Super Bowl many years.
Yes.
You know there's gambling on it, right?
What?
Yes.
What?
Like, how did you know this? If it wasn't mentioned during the game broadcast,
right,
somehow the word gets out.
Can you?
So I don't know.
Yeah, Mike, with the 30 seconds we have, can you quickly tell us what's a prop bet?
A prop bet is something other than who's going to win or who's going to lose, and you could bet on how many yards a receiver gets, how many interceptions Tom Brady throws, or something crazy like how long will Gladys Knight take to sing the national anthem. By the way, the over-under is, I think, 148. And I got to tell you, I've looked at all the last national anthems. You had Pink at 153, Luke Bryan at 204, Lady Gaga 209. It's trending over, is
People,
what I'm saying.
He does his research. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.